14. Matthew chapter 14. Thank God for the happenings already here in the Cape meeting. I thank Him for the preaching of the Word of God. Matthew chapter 14. And verse number 22. And straightway, Jesus constrained His disciples to get into His ship and to go before Him unto the other side, while He sent the multitudes away. And when He had sent the multitudes away, He went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when the evening was come, He was there alone. But the ship was now in the midst of the sea, tossed with waves, for the wind was contrary. And in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus went unto them, walking on the sea. And when the disciples saw Him walking on the sea, they were troubled, saying, "It is a spirit." And they cried out for fear. But straightway Jesus spake unto them, saying, "Be of good cheer, it is I, be not afraid." And Peter answered Him and said, "Lord, if it be Thou, bid me come unto Thee on the water." And He said, "Come." And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. I said, to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid. And beginning to sink, he cried, saying, "Lord, save me." And immediately, Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him and said unto him, "Oh, thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt?" And when they were come into the ship, the wind ceased. Then they that were in the ship came and worshipped Him, saying, "Of a truth, Thou art the Son of God." I want to preach tonight for a little while. The Holy Ghost helping me on how to walk on the water. I don't believe all the water walking was over when Peter got back in the ship. I believe there's some water walking that's still going on. You say, "Preacher, have you ever walked on the water?" Looking back now, maybe a few times, but I didn't know it when I was doing it. I was so intent on Him that I didn't really realize what I was doing. I believe there's folks tonight here in this congregation that has been and is walking on the water. Mothers that have stood for God and right in their home when all the neighbor ladies were working in the factory getting new rugs and new cars and losing their husbands. Some godly women stayed at home, took care of their little babies and whipped them and changed them, lived right and dressed right. There's a walking on the water. Number one, the first thing you got to do if you're going to walk on the water, Jesus told His disciples, get in. And if you never got in, you can't walk on the water. All that you're going to be able to do is wade around the edge. But you'll never walk on the water until you get in. I believe I know so-called preachers that never have got in. Yeah. 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 failure. Now there's something about getting in. And then there's more to it after you get in that you commit yourself to the boat and the water. And the Word of God said they got in. Now the boat was big enough. And the boat's still big enough tonight. I'm not talking about predestination. I'm talking about God knows what He's doing and has known since the foundation of the world. And the boat always will be big enough. Them boys got in the boat. Jesus said, meet me on the other side. And the Bible said He went away into the mountain. And there He was alone in prayer. I believe tonight there's folks here that's in that boat. And the water is getting boisterous. All around you tonight, if you're standing for God, the water around you is boisterous. I want to say to you preachers tonight, if everybody's enjoying your preaching, everything's going good at your church, there's something wrong with your ministry. I want to say if you're living right and preaching right tonight, the water's boisterous around you. I talked to some of these men and asked them, how's your church doing? We got things to revved up anymore on the positive side. They've already got the rigmarole made up. And it's said, wonderful. Everything is going good. The crowd's increasing. The Holy Ghost running the aisles. Why don't you tell the truth and say the wind's boisterous? All of hell's trying to break the walls down. But hallelujah, over yonder somewhere, the blessed Master has got His eye on the boat. I believe, thank God, during the night that He never lost sight of the boat. I believe He knew, boys, all the time where the boat was. Boys, that gives me comfort. That little old church up yonder beside the road in Greene County, Kentucky. Lord, when I went there, they couldn't even call a preacher. Wasn't taking up enough offering. I'd have paid him if they could have called him. And the Lord have mercy when they couldn't do no better. They come got me. I finally said I'll go. But hallelujah to God. Ever since the first day, I believe the Master has had His eye on the boat. Hey, preacher tonight, I want to say to you, if you'll stay in the boat, I praise God and do what the Lord wants you to. His eyes are on you, and He'll never leave you, and He'll never forsake you. He knows about your trouble, and every heartache, and every teardrop. My Master's eyes, I thank God, are on you. And the Bible said when the storm got just right, maybe it don't say that, but that's how it was. When the storm got just right, I don't believe Jesus come a-walking a minute too soon. God's boats and God's trains always pull in just in time. I know that for a fact. That brother, just when I thought I was losing it all, I had a visitor from the heavenly world. I've been in revival meetings. Some folks here know about it's the first revival I ever carried on. They just about, well, they did run me off. You know you saying about it? They did run me off. God help, I was the first meeting I ever had, and I was crying. Left there crying, thought I was going to die. Broke the meeting that night. Went down to Etna Union Church the next morning. Had a spring still there right out in front of the church. There's a preacher and a deacon standing on the bank, watching me pull up. I got out of the car singing Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. I believe Brother Dean Young said, hey, we didn't think you'd be able to make it in here this morning after what you went through yesterday. And I said I wouldn't. But the Master came last night in the night and got in the boat with me. And am I doing right well? I've seen the lightning flashing. I've heard the thunder roll. I've felt sin's breakers dashing, trying to conquer my soul. Oh, but I've heard the voice of Jesus telling me still to fight on. He's promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, no, never alone. No, never alone. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. Preacher, tonight is here. The wind boisterous at your place. The deacon's giving you problems. The church looks like it's going down. I want to say his eyes are on you tonight. And he's promised never to leave you. Never to leave you alone. Way in the night when it looks like the wind's going to blow the boat over, I can't help but believe that there's another breeze that come across the sea. Boys, there's a breeze out of heaven that can overcome all those storms and winds out of hell. I see them boys look out on that ocean, all them vapors and the light from the lightning playing up, brother, with that form, and they saw him and didn't know who he was. Oh, God, help us to always know who he is when we see him a-coming. We're living in a time today when there's a whole lot of Baptist churches don't know God when he really comes around. We know a whole lot of brother so-called high-powered evangelists. We know more about them and how they operate than we do about God and how he operates. How we read everything we can get our hands on fellas that's had success at this and that. But great God, we need to read this and find out what the Lord wants us to do. I thank God over there, please. One of them boys said, said something's coming. I don't know what it is. But way out on the water, they heard a familiar voice. said, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. I want to say to you tonight, preacher, and say to you, mama, the old devil's been walking around with you washing dishes and said you ought to go out and get your job. Some of you men tonight, the devil has been trying to get you to quit. Take out on God, give up, sell out, and move away. You're way out somewhere on the lake in the midst of the storm. I hear a voice that said, be of good cheer. It is I. Be not afraid. Don't have to fear anything. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. Peter said, Lord, if that's really you, I mean, if that really is you, bid me to come to you on the water. Just one word. Didn't take no hours discourse, just one word. Hey, if you know his voice, you don't have to talk for a week how to get you to know who it is. And he did say, somewhere in there, he did say, didn't he, that my sheep know my voice. I'm a stranger. They will not follow. I believe that same word that he said to Peter over there in the boat from way out on the water. A brother can be said to every child of God tonight. Come. I believe there's a welcome from the arms of God for every preacher, every lay member, every lady, every man to come on to the Lord. I see Peter step out of that boat and head out towards Jesus. He got two or three steps and he probably thought about that great preacher that had just fallen. Did you know that's what a terrible lot of Baptists folk today? Just let one man that's got a big church and a big outfit, let him fall, and they'll give up and go to Christ and say, "I quit." God help us. Oh, that preacher ain't the ones controlling the waves and the sea. It grieves my heart. It hurts me to the depths of my soul to see men fall. I want to tell you tonight, brother, there's some folks that are walking on water that's never had their names in anybody's publication. There's folks walking on water that you and me have never heard of. There's farmers in overalls. A brother who'll be under it. Hallelujah to God tonight. A brother that's not done much as far as the world's concerned. But on God's record, they're mighty men of God and mighty men of valor. Some precious little old ladies down yonder at the house that's a praying, raising them youngins like God wants them to. That's worth more in the family of God than a whole lot of these crooked dealers. Brother, that wants your dollar more than they want the souls of your children. Hey, hey, look up here at me. I want to say tonight, thank God, we need some folk that'll get out. Hallelujah. Of the boat and walk on the water. Number two, I said, first of all, get in. But the second one is, get out. There's a whole lot of stuff you need to get out of. Amen. Hallelujah to God. We're mixed up in so much junk, a brother, in our churches that God don't have much room to work. Our parties and our ball games and our hayrides. It's a shame and a disgrace. Brother, about the only place most people's got any fire is in that son in the barbecue pit. Ain't that right? It is right. But Jesus said, come. Get out, get out. We are so tied up with our sign in the front yard. Independent, fundamental, premillennial, sin-hating, devil-fighting, Bible-believing. We got more on the sign than we got inside. Van Fender said a lot of churches got a whole lot in the showcase. But they ain't got very much on the shelf. He said, right. We're running according to what our brother, we're running according to what the big boys say is right. I want to say to you tonight that none of them big boys knows a thing about running Union Chapel Church. And I'm not knocking them fellas. God help them. If they're right and trying to live right for God, God bless them. And God help them. But brother, when you go to try and have a copy after them, you'll get in a mess. Pray and follow the leadership of God's Holy Ghost. Get out of normality. Get out of the run-of-the-mill junk and get back again to obeying the Holy Ghost of God. I get in meetings with fellas sometime and old-time power of God will come in the meeting and they'll look around at me like some of them fellas on the boat and say, what we do now? They're so used to the norm, to the run-of-the-mill stuff, they don't know how to handle God when he comes toward the boat. They say they want revival, but I'm going to say to you, a whole lot of the independent churches have either forgotten what it is to have God around, or else they never knew. I see him walking toward the Lord. Now, there's one thing about Peter. He stopped, but he didn't hit bottom. Some of you fellas hit bottom. God help us, he cried out. He had enough sense to say, Lord, the program's going to watch him. Save me. He had enough wisdom to say, Jesus, the buses ain't a getting it. Save me. Lord God, you say, preacher, you got anything against buses? No, no. No, no. Bring them in the 747. But great God, have something to give them when they get there. Have a side pocket.
popcorn and cracker jacks and peanuts and Brother Greenstein. Amen. I'm no less. I'm from there walking on the wall. I'm glad, bless God, I don't have to call up Charlotte to find out how to do it either. I'm glad the formula of thank God's in this blessed old book. And if you don't want to pray, if you don't want to live right, you'll never know what it means how to walk on the water. I really believe Peter did much more and know what he's doing when he stepped out. Boys, there's some blessings. There's some real blessings of walking on the water. One thing is, you don't have to put up with Thomas. Hey! You get out there away from the boat. I can see all that bunch in the boat laid back and said, we got the manual. Hallelujah to God. I didn't have to put up with Thomas. Every time, brother, I thought we'd get ready to do something, he'd say, oh, I doubt if that'll work. I just can't see this. I don't believe this is going to work out this way. Bless God, walk on the water and leave that bunch behind. You might be surprised what'll happen in a while. Some of you don't put up with Judas out there either. Ain't that right? There ain't no Baptist business meetings when you get out of that boat and head toward Jesus on the water. All that nonsense is over with. There ain't nobody out there but them that's already got their eyes off the boat and off the well and got them on the Lord. Hallelujah to God. I'm glad, thank God, I've been acquainted with some water walkers in my time. Some old men that's walked through this country never had any formal education. Got down yonder on their knees and got born again. The Holy Ghost birthed them into the family of God. Got a call from heaven to preach the Word of God. I didn't know what I was supposed to do. I didn't know how that you had to go to school before that you could preach. But a lot of folks was quick to tell me. But as the voice kept saying, come. Hey, if you don't make that trip to the Lord, they know you sure are going up on the hill to school. Hallelujah to God. Lord God, I'm not a knocking. I want to say just because that I don't have no formal school, and I'm not knocking that. Great God in heaven, fellas, get all you can, but y'all do some coming to Jesus before you go to going up there. I've seen enough results of some folks that's come back from up there without having been out there, and they've got everything. All the God that is in them, I'd rather told out of them. I said, they had all the God. I saw fellas go off, brother, and come back and no Holy Ghost. But brother, if they'd have done some coming to Jesus before they went up there, they'd have come back all right. Jesus, Peter looked and saw them, all that wind, boisterous, and all them waves rolling. Boys, if you get to looking around you in 1989, you'll just about go down. Am I telling you what's right? If you let the success and failure of men guide your ministry and your Christian life, you'll never make it. All flesh is as grass, and you follow them so-called great men around the world, and they're going to fall. Make errors, make mistakes, but keeping the eyes on God always pays. You got to get in, you got to get out, and then you got to get to Jesus. Somewhere down the road, you got to make that trip to walk on water. Preacher's never no good till he makes that water walk. Are you listening to me? Somewhere down the road, he's got to say, nothing in this world has no ties on me anymore. And I'm committing myself to God Almighty. You hold on. If you hold on to education, if you hold on to position, and hold on to your pride, God will never preach you. But if you wave goodbye to the boat life and get out on the water and keep your eyes on Jesus, God will take you somewhere. Say, Lord, save me. We've just about cut out that pitiful praying anymore. If lost souls and troubled souls come to the altar, we don't want them praying much. We want to read them in. Ain't that right? Not have much emotion around the altar and don't want them agonizing with God. Hey, if they never learn, brother, to beg and subject themselves to God, when they come to Him, they'll never, 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 never do it. Amen and amen and amen. I had a revival in January. A lot of times in my church, my meeting breaks out. We very seldom ever schedule a meeting. Well, we never do. We just pray, and there's nothing wrong with that, but I'll tell you what we do.